So good morning. And that was The Lamb by John Taverner. Has a very cold, chilly feel about it, about Jesus being born as a lamb. And so we've got the Watch Wait liturgy this morning. Please join with the words in bold. Watch, wait, the day of God is at hand. Like the bird on a tree, God's possibilities are about to blossom. Stay awake, the reign of God is very near. We are here, watching and waiting with hope. So tell me, why are we here? We come together to seek God's presence. We come together tired, rested, sad and happy. We come together to seek God's presence. We come together with all our fears and hopes about who we are, what we are doing, and what lies ahead. We come together to seek God's presence. We come together to enjoy each other this day. We come together to seek God's presence. We come together this day to seek the Spirit of God, who gives us courage and strength to follow Jesus and live our lives as companions of God. We come together to seek God's presence. So our reading today is from Luke chapter 2, continuing the story of the shepherds, which is on page 1027, if you wish to follow. And I will read a couple of verses before, just so we've got the context. So I'm starting at verse 18, I think. Oh no, that can't be right. Anyway, suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. So the shepherds hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. It struck me that the shepherds were sent somewhere where they would feel comfortable rather than uncomfortable. Surely places where animals were sleeping is familiar territory to them. So the angel is asking them to do something that they could do. It wasn't like they had to run the marathon at the Olympics. They could go, they could see, they could obey the word of the angel. They could go to witness what the angel had said. They could be witnesses, even in their poor state. Would they do it? Well, thankfully, God gave them a group of people, and they just together decided to go. I'm sure there would have been naysayers even at that point. But surely, the company of angels, the experience they'd had together, signified that there was something to be done. So they went. I wonder if today you're thinking, Well, when I get back into my own home, or when I'm back into my ordinary days, it will all just be the same. But will it? God asks us to use our ordinary lives to do things that we can do in the state that we're in. So be encouraged. God uses ordinary people to witness extraordinary things. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. God is kind and calls us to be witnesses, to see things, and to use our own language to describe what we have seen, to bring testimony to the goodness of God, to bring testimony to the fact that we have seen Jesus in some way, and that because of that, our lives are different. And we're called to give testimony to those that are around us, those that we meet face to face. And in a world of screen to screen, maybe face to face is something that we can commit to this year, to reminding ourselves that community is done face to face, side by side, and that our testimony encourages one another. Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. I wonder what God has shown you this house party. Maybe nothing more than you are encouraged. Be assured that I am with you wherever you go. Maybe there's been something about building or taking down. Maybe there's been something about working with others. A moment to think, what are you going away treasuring in your heart about? The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. It struck me that God does not lie. A very strange and fundamental thing. God does not lie. So if you have words and things that don't feel right, test that it is a word from God. But God also gives us purpose. We are here with a purpose, to live our lives, to be representatives of the kingdom of God, to be people that receive the forgiveness of Jesus so that we may forgive others. I wonder what your purpose in life has been from God, or whether there is something new brewing. Fundamentally, we are to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love others as ourselves. But maybe there is something that God has been saying to us for a long time that we have not yet acknowledged that is part of our purpose in this world. And this might be the year to explore that. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. Jesus was also subject to the laws, the religious practices of his family, of his people. In our time, we have maybe baptized babies or dedicate them to God. We remember also that both Joseph and Mary were met by an angel in a dream and told that his name should be Jesus. To Mary, Gabriel says, "You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus." And in a dream to Joseph, the angel says, "She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." There are mysterious things that sometimes that we are party to. I was praying for my sister when she was expecting a child, and I didn't know whether it would be a boy or a girl. And so I was praying while I was away on holiday, and had this sense that it was a girl, and something about what her name might mean. Anyway, a few weeks later, when the baby was born, it was a boy, and I was slightly confused. And yet, 7 years later, she had a child, which is a girl, and her name was very similar to what had come to me in a dream. So maybe there is something of your experience in that. God is still at work in our day. And it reminds us that each of us has got a name given to us by God. That we are known, as it says in Psalm 139, before we are born, we are loved, we are planned, we are gifted to the world. And in Revelation it says we have a special name that God gives to us on a white stone, something mysterious that we will learn about in our heavenly days. So maybe we can pray for the young generation as we enter this new year. I pray for parents that are, and grandparents that are bringing them into adulthood, and praying for good influences for them. Maybe you want to pray for our school system, our health system, and into university. Those things that shape the worldview, the health, and the purpose of our younger generation as we enter this new year. Amen. And so to end, I thought we'd join in a glorious community feel rendition of Go Tell It on the Mountain. Please stand and worship as well. It's great. Go Tell It on the Mountain, over the hill and everywhere, go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Enjoy.